Priority issues for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. The nation's largest farm organization weighs in on a lot of issues that affect U.S. agriculture, but each year the AFBF Board of Directors choose the top issues for the year. Jonna Miller has more.
Representing farmers and ranchers from all 50 states and Puerto Rico who grow all types of crops and livestock means the American Farm Bureau Federation must weigh in on a multitude of issues.
And so it's very important that we focus the resources we have on the issues that the board establishes as priorities to help us get the most bang for our buck.
American Farm Bureau President Bob Stallman says those priorities often stretch from one year to the next, but
two new ones for this year were the ad hoc disaster assistance, which we think is necessary to meet the needs of a lot of farmers across this country that faced weather disasters this past year. Also, the economic hit taken by dairy producers because of low milk prices created a real problem. And so there's a desire to look at dairy policy and ways to improve economically the plight of dairy farmers.
Two holdover issues will have a heightened focus this year: climate change and energy policy, and estate and capital gains taxes.
For the climate change energy policy campaign issue, we hope to stop any legislation passing that is composed of a mandatory cap and trade program, as has been passed by the House. But we want to do something positive, and the positive side of that is to pass a comprehensive energy policy that does have a focus on renewables, that does have a focus on increasing low-carbon energy, but does it in a fashion that doesn't downsize American agriculture or put a big burden on the United States economy. We are in a situation with estate taxes where, at the end of 2010, the old law comes back, which has a very low exemption and a very high tax rate, and that would not be good for American agriculture. So action needs to be taken to provide a long-term solution for estate taxes.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.